The scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. Amen.
The title of this message is Self-Centered in a Heart. Well, in the world, some people are called selfish, selfish heart. They do, and they speak, and they behave the way they say fit. And they may have, you know, a good inner heart. And they don't need to change their inner heart because, you know, since their heart is already, upright inner heart, they don't need to change. But talking about the other case, then you need to change your inner heart, just as I'm talking about, you know, there are people, you know, who are selfish to use their inner heart, and they have to know how they use their inner heart according to their, you know, idea and thoughts. And I'm going to make an examples of the everyday life from the self-centered inner heart. Okay? So that's why I'm delivering this message. Let's talk about inner heart first. The inner heart is processed from the energy that people inherit from their parents. So first, they inherit the energy from their parents first. Or some people receive more from their father, others more from mother. And on top of that, they pile up what they learn and what they think and what they see and what they hear. There are some people who receive good energy and in the form of good inner heart. Other people born with, you know, quite, you know, bad, you know, energy and accept the bad things. But the point is, self is important. Like, depending on what you see and what you hear and what you learn, it is really important how to form your inner heart. No matter how good an energy you received or you inherited from your parents, just as you heard in the morning, you studied well, but, you know, depending on what kind of friends you make, you know, just as Pastor Dong Chul Shin said, you know, he started to learn how to drink and how to smoke. Depending on how, what kind of friends you meet, what teachers you meet, and how, you know, what kind of environment you grew up in, and of course, you know, the environmental, you know, the elements and the good energy play a great role. Okay? As you grow up, if you have a strong righteousness, like if you have a righteousness with an idea of that you have to help the weak, then it becomes your strong inner heart. No matter how good parents and how good environment you are born from and you grew up in, if you accept everything in bad idea, then your heart, inner heart becomes bad. On the other hand, even if you are born with a bad inheritance and grew up in a bad environment, if you take everything in goodness, then your inner heart can be good. As I grew up in my middle school days, there was a teacher that I liked. She used to teach athletics. And she took care of the class of, home lesson. She was, you know, very, you know, she's kind of, you know, tomboy style, and she treated, you know, students like, you know, friends.
And
not I, but also my classmates treated her very well. We loved her. On my second grade, she became my homeschool, and I'm the home teacher, home class teacher. So I could see her every day from time to time. She, you know, treated us with the tteokbokki, Korean traditional, you know, snack. And then she played with us whenever she got time. And, you know, when we had to decorate our, you know, classroom, and when we have to, you know, when we become number one in a term, you know, midterm or final term, you know, she treated us big. So in my memory, she's a good student. And she is the standard of, you know, teachers. But even though I think like that, you know, I cannot become like her. As I grew up, I have to be able to do the exactly same thing what she did. Then it can become my inner heart. Okay? Then even if I don't think, you know, I have to behave like her, you naturally behave like her. Someone said like this. She came to me and said, well, I was visited by a guidance pastor. And she told me to be good. And she said, I tried to be good. She told me to be good. So I said, just trying to be good is not enough. That's what I said. Let's say you have an inner heart. You cannot do good. You cannot do good things just because you want to be good. If you do something of goodness without your conscience, then we can say you have an inner heart of goodness. If your heart is not of, you know, love, even if you love someone, even if you do something, you do things in your own limit. You do not do things from the other's perspective. But you think you did good things of goodness, and you consider yourself being, you know, considerate. So consequently, you know, you cannot reach the standard that Father God wants you to reach, because what you do does not meet what others want. And since, you know, your heart is formed from very other, you know, elements, your change is slow. Senior pastor does goodness to us, right? Do you think senior pastor wants to, I mean, does senior pastor, you know, do things like with the heart that, you know, if I do this kind of thing, he will become a person of goodness? No. He is already goodness itself. So whatever he does is an act of goodness. Whoever comes to him, I mean, even if a sinner comes to him, senior pastor does everything in goodness, that person becomes touched in his heart. So the person's heart is melted. And the person, you know, comes to be able to, you know, break himself. Okay, I have to become goodness. I have to become good to him. It is the process of becoming good. It is not the end result of being good. So until you form inner heart of goodness, you have to keep on making effort again and again. So knowing the word, meditating on the word, putting in your heart, and accomplishing it in your heart, They're all different. Many people think of the word, okay, I want to be good, I want to be a man of love. Everybody thinks like that. But unless you accomplish that love in your inner heart, in the most important moment, you seek your own benefit. And you do according to what you think. So, inner heart is a formed heart through your growing process. That's what Senior Pastor explained. So, around me, there are people. Some people do not break peace. But there are people who have, selfish in their heart. They don't break peace others. They don't do some harmful things to others. However, they are obviously self-centered or selfish. What kind of thoughts they grow up with, what kind of inner heart they have. Their behaviors in unconsciousness appears to be, selfish. So I'm going to talk about a couple of things and what kind of behavior coming out from the self-centered inner heart until your inner heart is formed from goodness and truth. And I hope you can learn what kind of inner heart you have made so far. For over a long period of time, as I said earlier, your inner heart has been formed. You've been 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40, 50 years old. Yourself has become formed. Depending on your inner heart, you become stubborn. And well, as I look around, when I look around people around me, I thought myself like this. Why people, when they become old, they experience many different things, so they should be gentle, more gentle. But I see some people, the opposite case. Stubborn people become more stubborn. Well, of course, in the Lord, you change yourself. So you grow up to have, face of, grace. But, I look at people, especially like, once a year I meet, my relatives or. And their face changes. Those believers have brighter and more beautiful faces. But those unbelievers, and I see, I can see that, I'm not talking about relatives, okay? I'm talking about the worldly people. Wow, I think their face, I can see some greed or hot temper from their face. I believe you have the same experience. Okay, that man looks stubborn. Well, of course, you should not judge people from their outlook. As time goes by, when I was young, I expect people to be more gentle. But the reality is the opposite. I asked Pastor Myung Lee, will I become like that as I get older? I asked her a question like that. Say, you are a stubborn man. You are not loved by other people. As time goes by, you become greedier. You become more stubborn. There are people especially who do not show their characters outside. When they have like a Parkinson's disease, we can see what happened. They're a real character. There are people, with the Parkinson's disease. And, when they were normal, they were silent. They didn't speak outwardly. But, once they got, that kind of disease, they do some really weird things. Then we can see, over a long period of time, they pile up some ill feelings inside their heart. So when they become unconscious, those things come out.
I feel like you have never thought about that.
So, but I've thought about that.
So,
when they were normal, they looked okay. But once they have that kind of disease, you know, they become, you know, greedier for whatever they like, you know, whatever what their favorite is. And all kind of feelings are coming out, even though they cannot speak well. So as I said, unless you are in a situation that your benefit makes conflict with others, your true inner character, inner heart doesn't come out. But depending on what kind of inner heart you have, it affects your believing life. First of all, we're going to talk about the thoughts coming out from self-centered inner heart. As I said earlier, you do not make people uncomfortable, but in your own thought, you feel uncomfortable. Everybody grow up in different environment. Everybody receive different education. But your thoughts, you know, I grew up like that, you know, I learned these things. Because of that, you know, I learned that this is the way how I should behave. You know, you naturally, you know, judge others like this. Well, when worldly people have dined out, they usually drink, right? Or when they play chess. When they see, you know, others playing chess game, they see the movements very well. Although when they actually play the game, they cannot see what they saw. Those who give wrong answers. Not nowadays, but, you know, you used to give wrong answers. The people beside the one who gives wrong answers, they know, he, you know, gives the wrong answer. But once he is asked that question, he gives the wrong answer, but he does not know. Oh, you know what? He is giving the wrong answer. But once he is in that position, he does not know whether he is giving the wrong answer or not. There are many, you know, casters or the people who are helping the caster in sports events, right? They explain the things very well, and they, you know, even give advice to the players how they should play. But when they actually play the game, they don't do it well. When I was preparing for this, you know, service, you know, I saw someone memorizing, you know, Bible, you know, verses. I asked her, "Are you nervous?" And she said, "Yes." You know, wow, you are good. You go to the final round of the Bible quiz contest. So I said, "Don't be nervous." Even though I said, "Don't be nervous," and she will not become nervous. But anyway, I mean, you know, be confident and then go to the quiz. Anyway, no matter how good at something you are, I mean, the trials that other people undergo, they think their trial is the toughest one. Those sick people, they say their disease is the toughest one. Of course, there are people, you know, who have serious diseases. But, you know, those sick people say, you know, unless you are sick like this, you know, you don't know how painful it is. You know, unless you've been in this situation like I am in, you know, you can understand my situation. Even though, you know, they are the people, you know, who have already overcome those situations. But you speak like that. You don't take their advice. You just make your life, you know, difficult with your own thought. What I'm saying is, do not lock down your thought within the limit of self-centered in the heart. Mrs. Bong Lim Lee said yesterday, Pastor Su Jin Lee said, when my trials were so severe, and Pastor Su Jin Lee said, if you undergo that same trials again, would you be tough enough? Then Mrs. Bong Lin couldn't say anything. It's up to your thought. She's not overcoming the trials yet. You should not think like that. When you were under a trial, you thought it was so difficult. But those who already overcame the trials, they already know how to overcome. So they give advice. That's it.
자, 내가 상대방을 힘들게 내 생각으로는 상대방을
Let's say you don't give troubles to others with your own thought. But with this kind of, you know, self-centered thoughts, you don't understand others well. There are things that others are good at, but you are not. And there are things you are good at, but others are not. So you have to consider others. You have to consider other situation. Then you can embrace others more. If don't think within the limit of your own thought, by the standards of others, try to understand others and embrace them in love. I'm not saying try to embrace others within the limit of your level of faith. Try to give love that is exceeding your limit and try to enlarge yours and embrace more people. Then you can embrace more people and you can increase your level too around me. Someone testified to me like this. I cannot give you all the details, but anyway, he's been a leader. He's been taking of, you know, church finance. Let's say, some people are capable of doing, some people are worthy of what they are being paid. Others are not. So he said to senior pastor, some people are not worthy of what they are paid for. I cannot explain all the details, but then this is what senior pastor said. He is doing the most of what he can do at the amount of what he is being paid. And there are people who are being paid, you know, more money, and he is doing the most of the amount of what they are paid. Each person has their own limit, each person has their own level, and inside their own level, they are doing their best. That's what senior pastor thinks. And senior pastor gives chances and leads them to, you know, do what they are capable of. And senior pastor helps them to increase their potential, understanding what their situation is. Senior pastor does not criticize those people. Senior pastor understands each one of you and helps each one of you. That's the love that we receive from him. But when we deal with others, we usually judge like this. How can he, you know, sing a song like that? How can he, you know, lead the prayer meeting like this? According to your own standard in your limit, you judge people when they don't reach the level that you think it is the standard that they have to reach. And you do not give love to that people. that you cannot win their hearts. You cannot embrace them. You cannot make your heart broader.
자, 그냥 쉽게 에, 자, 우리가 이제 믿음으로 행하기 위해서 선을 행하기 위해서
You do your goodness, right?
노력을 많이 해
나갔습니다. In your given situation.
말씀드립니다.
Let me explain 네, this.
자, 어떤 분이 그렇게 안 하시다가 이제 상대방에게 베푸는 거를 잘 안 하시다가
There is someone
그래, 나도 말씀을 들었으니까
who doesn't do any goodness to others. But he decided to change. He decided to goodness to others. He tries to do goodness according to what others think.
So,
he loves bread. So he buys bread for others. But others do not like bread. Others like fruit. So this man diligently buys bread. And
그러면,
this person asks the man, do you like it? Do you like
그렇죠.
it? You know what?
네,
the other person
않으니까, 뭐 이제,
is feeling awkward because, you know,
정작,
the person knows, the other person knows that it is, you know, his 네, hospitality 네, and 네, he cannot say it's, 네, it doesn't taste 네, well.
그런데 와서 물어요.
But, you know, he continues to come and ask, do you like it? Which one do you like it better? Well, the other person cannot give the right answer because he does not like bread. He likes fruit better. What you think can be different from what others think. I'm not saying it's wrong. It is different. So, the important thing is, you have to listen to others, you have to listen to what others think, and you have to pay attention to what they like, you have to pay attention to and consider what others' favorites are. I'm not saying you have to read their faces. I'm not saying that you have to do things even though it is untruth. Oh, you know what? I tried to do good things for him. You know what? You know, he, when I do this thing, you know, he does not like it. But when I did that thing, you know, he liked it. Even if it is untruth, are you going to do that? What I'm saying is, do not stick to your own opinion. Do not stick to your own what you like. You have to do good for others what they are like. When I visit members, I give the testimony of Mrs. Bong Lim Lee. She is old. She had a very strong self-righteousness. But you know what? She listens to her children and she changes herself. I'm not a person who usually say, I like this, I don't like that. When my mom, you know, gives me something that I don't like, you know, I don't say I don't like it. I usually just get it and put it somewhere. Then Mrs. Bong Lim Lee knows later that, she doesn't like it. Then you know what? She changes it. She doesn't just give it to me. She asks me first whether you like it or not. Then I can say, I like that, or I don't like it.
But
what usually parents do is, they give what they like to their children. Okay, this is good for your health. Eat it. So children have to eat it, even though they don't like it.
Well,
recently, there are so many selfish people in the world. What I'm saying is, you know, and then they usually, I think it's a trend even in Korean society, like they go in a Dutch pay. They pay Dutch. They clearly say what they like and what they don't like. But in this church, we try to do from others' perspective. So usually it happens that, you know, even though you don't like it, you don't say, you know, I don't like it outwardly. You just accept it with thanks and you just put it aside, right? What I'm saying is, you have to understand what others think and consider their situation and do goodness to them. Then, what a peace we can make. Last Chuseok holiday, we went to fishing.
모임에서 이제 얘기
Some heard what Mrs. Bong Lin Lee said. Then some said, wow, Mrs. Bong Lin Lee likes fishing. Then the other person, well, Mrs. Bong Lin Lee is born from Mokpo, the ocean city, city of ocean. When I heard that story, I said to them, do not use your imagination. I mean, you know what? They mix up their own thoughts and they build up their own story. There are many, many these kind of things around you. Mrs. Bong Lin Lee just said she went to fishing. But other people say, well, Mrs. Bong Lin Lee likes fishing. Oh, you know what? She's born from the harbor city. My grandmother and my grandfather. They prevented Mrs. Bong Lin Lee from going near to the sea. But just because her hometown is the ocean city, you know, people think, you know, Mrs. Bong Lin Lee likes fishing. And their story is being conveyed. Okay, she's from the city of Mokpo and she likes fishing. The story goes on like that. Because of your own thought, the rumor has been made up. Even though it is not your intention, in some cases, you have to understand that. Some worst cases hurt others' feelings. So do not think what you can, more than what you can think. Especially, do not speak out if you know it is not true. I hope you can do that. During the field games in summer retreat, there is a first team, the second team, and third team. The gold prize winner, silver prize winner. Some say, in the conversation, some said, oh, you know what? If that team won just one more gold medal, that team could win the gold, you know, grand prize. Other teams also think like that. Other teams also think the same. Everybody thinks their own perspective. You know what? They won so many gold medals. I mean, though they won so many silver medals, if they made a little bit more effort, all those silver medals would have been in a gold medal. You know what? If that gold medal came to our team, we became the grand prize winner. What they're saying is not illegal. What they're saying is not untruth. But you know what? What they say is in their own thought. What you have to learn from the field games is you have to realize what you're short of. So you have to make an effort the next time. And you rejoice with the team who became the gold prize winner. Your fleshly thought, your fleshly idea blocks your viewpoint, your perspective becoming broader. There is a judgment that you make from the self-centered in the heart. Let me give you this example. I think I've gave you before. And then think about what would you do? There was a kid who liked fish. This kid likes fish so much. His wallpaper is wallpaper of fish. There is a picture of fish on his backpack, forks, spoons, lunchbox. He loves fish. He went to kindergarten. He looks at aquarium. He likes all the things in the water. He found a turtle. He watched the turtle. And later, there are screaming of kids. Teacher was surprised.
등껍데기가 벗겨졌습니다.
The turtles.
이 아이가 등껍질을 벗겼어요.
The back of the turtle was stripped off.
근데
the turtle came out.
여러분들이 딱 그 상황을 맞닥뜨렸어요.
If you're in this situation,
그러면 지금 이렇게 말씀하신 대로
what would you do?
어떤 생각을 하실지 모르겠지만
would you say,
들어보시기 바랍니다.
Well, listen to this.
이 아이가 물고기를 너무 좋아하는 거를
He loves fish and the teacher knows that.
그걸 아시니까
So this teacher thought there must be a reason. So he calmed down himself and he asked the kid, why the turtle is like that? Why did you do that to that turtle? You know, the turtle came out from the back. And then the kid said, I looked at the fish and the turtle moved so slowly. And I thought the turtle is suffering from the back. So I pity of the turtle. So I took him out.
자, 이 아이의 마음은 좋은 마음이에요, 아니에요?
The kid's heart.
좋은 마음이에요.
His heart of goodness.
왜?
Why? He loves fish.
He
didn't try to do harm to turtle. But in your own thought, in your own standard, since you don't understand him, you judged him. You condemned him. With your own standard, the thoughts of children, the thoughts of adults are very different. As I grew up, I look at people raising their children. And I found them ignoring their children.
어느 땐가 이제
One day,
나이가 이렇게
there was a kid.
까까가 있대요, 까까가.
He said, there is 까까,
과자가
which
있어요.
means his favorite
아무리 봐도
snack.
한 번에 봐도 없어요.
I look around, but there is no snack. There is no store. There is nothing. But he said,
어딨니?
there is 까까.
까까 있대요.
And he said, there is 까까.
이렇게 보니까 얘가 보는
I looked around. I looked at what he is looking at.
농심 위에 있는
And then there was a building. And there was a big advertisement sign. And there was a sign of that 까까.
아무리 둘러봐도 없어요. 없잖아, 없어.
Usual case. Parents say, there is no 까까, let's go. They ignore their children. They ignore their children, what their children say. But if you look at what he is looking at, There is a pic, you can see there is a picture of 까까. And I said, you're right. In your own limit, in your own viewpoint, you judge and condemn people. John 8:15, our Lord said, you judge according to the flesh. I'm not judging anymore anyone. Father God does not judge us, but depending on what kind of thoughts you have, you judge people. You have to know how evil it is in the sight of God. That man cannot help it. If you cannot help him, you have to at least understand his situation and pray for him. But you should not judge him without his situation. You cannot judge that man. You should not gossip him.
얼마 전에도 이제 어떤 분이 어디서 설교를 하신 내용들을 전에 들어서 또
Someone heard what was preached by a pastor.
하신 분의 목적은 예.
The reason he delivered the message was that the preacher gave a testimony. He learned something. The preacher didn't say somebody did something wrong. And someone heard that sermon, heard that conveyed sermon and other people judge the preacher. Since I know the actual story, I said, someone conveyed the story wrong. And you should not convey a bad story. Why do you convey bad story to others? And why do you gossip about it? You should stop it. Why didn't you do that? Unless you saw, I mean, even if you see something, unless you understand the situation, you should not judge. You didn't see it directly, you didn't hear it directly, but you heard the story which was conveyed by others who was conveyed to that story again. Unless you get rid of this, you cannot increase your level of faith. There is a deaf. You should be deaf for 3 years. You should be blind for 3 years to come into spirit. There is a saying goes like that. If it is a good story, if it is a story that gives goodness, then you have to share the story. However, if it is not, you should not put it in your heart. You should not convey the story to others. Through these examples, I hope you can examine your heart. Even if you don't speak something, even if you don't talk about anything, you have to examine your inner heart and what kind of thoughts you have. Your inner heart is already formed. And you have to exactly examine your inner heart to change yourself. Okay, this is a bad story. I should not think about it. You already formed your inner heart out of untruth. Your inner heart is already self-centered. You have lived your life like that. Unconsciously, you come out like that. You have to know this. You have to realize this. You have to convert that inner heart into the inner heart of goodness. You have to continue to put goodness and love inside your heart until you form the heart, the inner heart of goodness. Just deciding to have an inner heart of goodness is not enough. When you face some uncomfortable situation, then untruth will come out. And then you got disheartened. If you continue this process, when are you going to have the good inner heart? Those who enter the inner heart, they always try to think in goodness. Even though they have a heart of evil, they try to change into the inner heart of goodness. And they try to become a man depending on Father God all the time. Again and again, again and again. Even though they were in a difficult situation or bad environment, they try to understand everything in goodness and try to search for the goodwill of Father God. And they believe that Father God is leading them to the good way. They make an effort again and again and again until they form an inner heart of goodness. Then, when they don't find any self in them, they finally become a man of spirit. I'm not saying yourself is completely gotten rid of, even though you become a man of spirit. There is other process left until you reach the man of all spirit. But at least once you reach the spirit, then you can think what Father God thinks more than what you think. Until then you have to understand the will and heart of Father God and of the Lord. You still think in your own limit of your own thoughts, and you try to avoid the bad situation or awkward situation, and you stop there because it is too difficult. And you say, this is what I'm born, this is how I am born with. Then you will stop there and you will stagnate. Until you have reached the inner heart of goodness, you have to continue making an effort. As you do the work for Father God's kingdom, because depending on your inner heart, you may judge others. Here are other examples. As you work for Father God's kingdom, let's say in your organization, you are a member of the organization and there is a leader. And the leader has the guidance pastor that the leader has to make a report to. Now the leader gave you a job. Now there is a devotional service offerings. Now the leader asked you to make a list of those people who made the offerings. Now, this account, usually it's the account. Well, Why do we have to give this list of the member who gave offerings? What he thinks is that there are people who give, you know, small amount, and there are other people who give, you know, big amount. And what is the reason that we have to make all the list shown to others? What the leader thought and gave an order was not like that. He wanted to have the detailed information of the devotional service and report it to his guidance pastor. That's why the leader gave him the job. He didn't have any idea of, you know, he didn't want to know, you know, who gave, you know, less offerings and who gave, you know, more offerings. But the account have that kind of heart. So even though when he did the job, he judged the leader's heart. And the account thought, why the leader does not, you know, consider those, you know, members? But you know what? Guidance pastor needs, you know, very detailed information. And that leader is already a man of spirit. And the account, barely standing on the rock of faith. Since you judge people in your own thought, you know, you make this kind of mistake. Although it is right thought in your own limit, you have that thought in a given environment within your own limit. Then, instead of having a lockdown thought, try to understand other situation. Then you can break yourself. Otherwise, you cannot make a progress. Because your inner heart has been formed for over a long period of time, and it is really hard to break it. By the help of the Holy Spirit, and with the fervent prayers, you can break it. And you have to try to understand people, especially those who are higher level of faith. Then you can examine and you can change your inner heart. You have no idea whether you are doing things according to your own benefit. By the help of the Holy Spirit, you can realize and you can learn. And by the help of those who are higher level than yours, then they can give you advice and let you understand. Nowadays, so many people can understand what their limits are. But thanks to sacrifice and love and tears of senior pastor and those men of spirit, it's easier than before for you to examine your inner heart and to change yourself. That's the experience, that's the work that we were experiencing. Many people who testified, of course, there are people who grew up in a very good environment. But there are others who lost their mind to the world. But once they met senior pastor, they became men of spirit, men of people, men of God. And they became leaders, and they do the jobs for Father's kingdom. They changed like that. There are people around you. What kind of thoughts, what kind of idea you have to examine, and you have to break it. You have to know the thoughts from your inner heart, which has been formed for over a long time as you grew up. You have to keep examining whether it is according to the will of God or teaching of God, or whether it is your own limits. Break it. Just as Pastor Dong Chul Shin explained, your fleshly thought, I cannot do it. I cannot make it. You have formed your inner heart over a long time with this kind of thought, and you cannot overcome trials. You are defeated. Even though God says you can do it, you say you depend on Father God, but you think to yourself, I cannot make it. It is selfish heart. Why do you remember bad idea instead of memorizing the good verses that Father God gives to you? You say you believe in God. You say you memorize Bible verses. But why don't you remember and memorize what Father, the good verses that Father God gave to you. And because of that, you know, some wrong thoughts coming out, and you make yourself difficult, not to mention others. Because of your own limited thoughts, you make yourself difficult. So examine it and break it and try to understand yourself in other situation, not to judge, not to condemn others. Please first examine whether your thoughts are from those things. When I prepared for this message, I have more things. I prepared the first and the second thing, but I explained so far the first one. I will continue in the next sermon, okay? About this, you know, self-centered inner heart. I first explained about thoughts coming out from the self-centered inner heart. Next time, I'll talk about the hearts coming out from the self-centered inner heart. And then I'll explain the behavior coming out from self-centered inner heart. Next time, okay? And how you can fix it in the truth. I will explain in the next lecture, okay? Just as heard, examine your inner heart. I hope that you can truly understand others' situation and do for others' benefit. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our Father of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcending space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and on GCN, in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all over the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, all contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, go away. All inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, let deaf come to hear, and let the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, and fix their broken bones, and restore them from burns. And let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and then bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces, and their servants, go away. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sin and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children and their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them passion and fervor to study hard. And keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, and I received the blessings and received His answers. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.